This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Ninjas are all over pop culture in both serious and silly portrayals. They still exist, though in small numbers, and ninja gigs are just part-time these days. To understand the modern ninja, you have to ask one. Doing just that, the BBC's Mariko Oi.
The ninjas were all about mystery. Their black outfits usually covered everything but their eyes, leaving them virtually invisible in shadow. Until, that is, they use their killer moves against their targets. That's the sound of a shuriken or ninja star, one of the best-known weapons used by ninja. They're sharp and flat. You won't even hear the sound of it until it actually kills you. 63-year-old Jinichi Kawakami is the 21st head of the Ban family. His clan is one of the most famous, but that doesn't mean he's a full-time ninja.
I am a trained engineer, and I worked for a company for many years. Why? Because you cannot make a living being a ninja. And from the very beginning, ninja had day jobs.
As you can imagine, most of ninja's missions were covert, and there are very few official documents. That's why filmmakers as well as novelists and comic artists use their wild imagination to create the ninja myth. Hollywood movies have mostly portrayed them as superhumans who could run on water or disappear in the blink of an eye.
That's impossible because no matter how much you train, ninjas are still human beings. So I don't want to tell ninja fans that what they think of us is wrong. But I also want them to have accurate information about our clan's heritage.
Mr. Kawakami admits that traditional ninja skills have little place in today's world, where guns have replaced shuriken and spying and sabotage are best done on the internet. He's decided not to take on a protege, so as the last few true ninja die out, their legacy will be less about assassination and more about entertainment. In Tokyo, I'm Mariko Oi for Marketplace.